David Trigg, producer T-Rig.
Well, everybody, welcome back to the Trig Podcast with Joey Angulo TV and this beautiful Friday. Today, indeed, is March 25th, 2022. Welcome back to my channel. Welcome back to this episode. Talking today about the joy of knowing thyself. I think it was Aristotle that said, to thyself be true. How do you know who you are when it comes to, especially, I guess, conflict or relationships or business, ministry, all these things that are so important. So being a father of adult kids has many benefits. One of them is that you get to have really awesome conversations with them. And so earlier today, I was talking to our 23-year-old beautiful, lovely daughter. We're talking about some of the transitions that she's going through, and it got me thinking about this topic of how to know who you are. So like many young people, she's approaching graduating college. She's approaching this boundary. And because of many reasons, social media and just her personality, etc., she feels scared of growing up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know how she feels, right? And so we were just talking about how the pressures, especially of being online and seeing everybody else kind of zoom right by you, can be really tough on your mental health, especially if you're a younger person. And so it got me thinking about the Enneagram personality and just who she is. And hopefully my conversation with her and some of the things that we talked about might help you if you're in a transition or you're trying to understand more about kind of why you are the way you are. And so we were talking about how she's an Enneagram 9, which basically means that her pace is one of slow but steady. And if you don't know the Enneagram, there are basically three personality types or three centers of intelligence. There are those who are aggressive, future-oriented, those who are in the moment that are more present-oriented, and then those that are more dependent or that are past-oriented. So she is a past-oriented person. So when it comes to boundaries, you might be this way, she will tend to look at how difficult these boundaries are. And I was helping her understand that a way to work through some of those issues and fears and frustrations is to know your own values and how you do things. So basically your values and your function, the why and the how. And so I was telling her that it is important for any of us to know who we are and how we do things. Otherwise, people will then criticize or will just maybe walk all over you. Or maybe you yourself will just feel like you should be doing this or that or the other. And so fear, guilt, and shame, all those wonderful things, they can creep in. And so we were talking about how the value of just knowing who you are. And so obviously, as her father, I was just reminding her how since she was a little baby, she's always been a steady, slow, one thing at a time kind of person. And even though these days it's all about go, 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 hustle, hustle culture, there are certain personality types that do best, their best work when they are themselves. To thyself be true. And then the how, I was asking her, when does she create her best work? She's into modeling, she's into videos and product placement, and she's an influencer, etc. And she was saying that basically she does her best work about once a week. There's kind of like a day where she really focuses. And the rest of the time, she's sort of just thinking and creating internally. And there are other types of people, of course, who are different. They're kind of like metal to the kettle or whatever, and they just work nonstop, and that's how they succeed. Other people might be more collaborative. And so she was just saying, I was telling her that for her to succeed, it's important for her to know who she is and to know that that is how she operates. And then the how is to say, let's say to a business partner, to a potential employer, to say, this is how I do my work. This is when I create the best work. And what she was saying is that when she's true to herself, she creates beautiful things. Like she loves to do things as perfectly and as beautiful as possible. That's just who she is. And it was just really good for her to kind of feel that comfort, that it's okay to be who you are and to not feel all these expectations. Now, I was also advising her, what do you do when you do feel shame or fear, or you feel like you're lazy, or you feel like you're not doing enough? Well, then that's when you write, or you also document how your body feels when you're in that place in your mind. So when let's say when I'm feeling overwhelmed, normally I'll tend to overwork. Other people might sleep, other people might get angry. And so whenever I'm not being true to my own values and my own function or how, then okay, I know my body will do certain things and I can tell. I get exhausted, I get short, I get impatient, perfectionist, all these things. And so that's when I know, okay, I'm not being true to myself. I haven't expressed my values to me or others, and I'm not living in the how-to of how I do things. Instead of working, let's say, 80 hours, I'm best when I work 20. Or instead of working Monday through Sunday, I'm best when I work Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 6 to 8 p.m. or 9 to 3 p.m. It's important to know both of those things so that you have boundaries, you have limits, and you communicate those things to other people. And so we were talking about the third layer. First, you have to know who you are. Second is kind of how you do things. And then third, the value of communicating these things to the people in your life. And so we were talking about her boss and also her friends and even her, quote, online friends, and how she feels guilty and feels just all kinds of things like, man, I got to do more. And I was just telling her, write down your values, how you do things, what you tend to, or what your body does when you're off of those values. And then first and foremost, communicate them to yourself. To me, that's the most important person that needs to hear those things is us, because we're the ones that forget and we're the ones that then get in trouble. So first and foremost, I try to practice, and I advise, of course, is to read those values for your own sake, to live out of the who, the what, the why, first and foremost, ourselves. And then second is to then read those or email or communicate them to the people that might be troublemakers, that might be getting in your hair, that might be making rude remarks, or it might just be criticizing you, or it might be talking behind your back, etc., so that they understand your boundaries. Like my grandma always said, you know, or I guess it's just a saying, good boundaries create good neighbors, or good fences create good neighbors, something like that. I think it might be in Spanish. But the point is, when you have boundaries around who you are, then you create better products. You create better relationships. When you tear down your own fences out of fear, insecurity, trauma, all these things, then you let the dogs, you know, run all over the place, and they eat your corn, and you are running around, and you don't have that sense of safety and of beauty and of peace that we all long for, that we all long to have. And so it's very important to communicate your boundaries, to communicate to yourself, most of all, your own boundaries, and to be very specific, to use your logic and to say, as I mentioned, okay, here's my schedule. Here's when I work. Here's when I'm off. Here's when I'm doing these other things. And for me, you know, I often think, man, why do I have to say all these things to people? Well, because otherwise people will talk behind your back. They will criticize you. They will think the worst things about you. I do it of other people, and they definitely do it about me. And so we all need to be very comfortable talking about who we are, how not to talk, or what not to say about ourselves. And so instead of saying, oh yeah, I'll do this and that and the other, and overshare, overdo, it's better to say, you know, that's not really who I am. These are the three things that I do feel joy in doing, and these other seven things, that's not really me. I overdid that, or I'm not really even good at that. And to create those safe and healthy boundaries, to have great relationships, most of all, live in your peace, live in your sense of beauty, live in your sense of joy, to actually enjoy your life, to not just be about one thing, work, 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 or sleep, 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 or sleep, I don't know what that was, but to actually enjoy your life and to have peace and to have time with the things that you love to do, your wife, your working out, getting some coffee with friends, to actually enjoy living the life that we've been given. The Bible says, what's the point of gaining the whole world and losing your peace, losing your soul, losing your happiness, losing yourself in the relationship? And yet, I do it all the time. We all do it. We're constantly losing our soul for the sake of others, for the sake of expectations. And so it was just good to talk to our beautiful daughter. She gave me a hug and she said, thank you, Poppy. That really helped me. And I know it helped me even as I was processing my own kind of last 9 months or so, 8 months since I've been in this kind of new adventure of freelance and creating a new future for myself and my family. It's been hard, but very encouraging at the same time. And so I hope that as you try to venture out again, post-pandemic, post all this horribleness, and as more difficult things come, as tsunamis will still come our way over the next year or two, that some of these thoughts can help you gain some traction and some footing on who you are, who God has created you to be, to know your values, to know your how, your limitations, your boundaries, and then to communicate those, most of all to yourself and then to other people. And I think that if we do that, I believe and declare that we will truly live a life of joy, a life of gozo, as we say here in Jesus' name. Make sure that you follow me on Instagram at David Trigg if you would like to follow more of my journey through this new adventure called Trigg Media and Trigg Production, music production. So make sure that you follow me there so you can keep up on all the latest adventures. And if you would like my help as a church or an influencer or a business owner in the area of storytelling through digital media and or music production, then please contact me at trigg@davidtrigg.com or on Instagram. Thank you again for being here, and I'll see you next time. Adios.